بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الموقف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is a chapter in the kitab called Mishkat. In the chapter of Salah, it got to do where does the Imam stand, where does the Muqtadi stand. Normally this is understood as a fiqh issue. In madrasa you will learn it. If you are one person and there is one person behind you, if it's a woman, then it has to be someone who you can't have evil thoughts about. It has to be your mother, your daughter, your niece, your wife. But they cannot stand next to you. A woman's place is أَخِّرُوهُنَّ. Put them back where Allah put them back. So they will be at a distance. They will not be in line with the man. So take out woman. We're speaking of men. If you and there is one man, one person, one child, then he won't stand on your left hand side, he will stand on your right hand side. But he won't stand behind you, he will stand right next to you. Just to show the difference between the Imam and him, he will make maybe one, two steps backwards. You will not have him behind you, you will have him next to you. This is the law of fiqh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a youngster who's on his left hand, and with his hand he brings him, and he puts him on his right hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts him on the right hand. Another time he's now on the right hand, somebody else comes. Now he sees this one on the right hand, so he says, only place left for me is the left hand. So he stands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in salah, he takes his two hands. And he just grabs this one, that one, and push, until both of them come behind him. With his hand, he would do amazing things. With one hand, he would lift up his granddaughter sometimes. One hand, in salah. What power he had. So he just pushed one hand, he pushed two people back. But if there's one person, it's only one person next to me. What message was going to be given in this? It's a fiqhi issue, where the person must stand. Me and you will say, what difference it makes where he must stand? Stand on the side. It was to give a message. When man is in salah, he is in front of Almighty Allah. In front of Almighty Allah, no one must be outstanding. In front of Almighty Allah, no one must be outstanding. That I alone will stand in front. That was salat with jama'ah. That's why Hajj, you one of the rest. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I am one from the believers. There's no outstanding person. But we got an imam. The imam has to be outstanding. The imam has to be outstanding. Now look at the laws. For the sake of him being an imam, he's allowed to go front. But he must only stand out to that limit which is necessary, otherwise he also must wish to be just part of everybody else. No one outstanding. Front of Almighty Allah, everyone is nothing but a slave. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu comes. He stands behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will move him next to him. Next to him means, but not right next to, but one step, but next to. At the end of the salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask him, that what made you do what you did? Why didn't you stand next to me? Why behind me? Abdullah bin Abbas is young, but what adab? What adab? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, how can anyone ever stand in line with you in front of Allah? That no one can ever be equal to you. How can I stand in such a place? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. What adab? But he says, in the future you will stand here. Here there is no one outstanding, not even the Nabi of Allah. You want to perform salah with me, we will stand together. In a unique manner he taught it. A sahabi radiallahu anhu comes in the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says, I enter the masjid and I find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ruku. So we know, all know this masala, that you grab the ruku, you got the rakah. Certain masail everyone knows. Certain ones people like to forget. They forget the one that says, when you come to the masjid, don't run. Take it easy, come easy. What you get with the imam read, what you must read it at the ending. That hadith for some reason everyone forgets. And the hadith about when you find the imam in ruku, you got the rakat, that's when everyone remembers. So get the imam in ruku definitely, but don't run for it. Don't run. But the sahabi radiallahu anhu, he enters the masjid, you can't run. So he sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in ruku, he doesn't want to miss the rakah. So what else you do? Right at the back he says, Allahu Akbar, and he goes in ruku. He got the ruku. Now when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands up, now slowly he stands up, and slowly, slowly, step by step, now he joins the saf. What a unique thing. He got it. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously would get the news like, what a thing you did. From the back of the masjid in ruku. And then step by step, moving, moving. Imagine if everyone has to do that nowadays. From the back, you'll just see people like hopping, hopping. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam first says, Zadakallahu hirsan. That Allah increase your appetite, your hirs, your desire, your greed for good, Allah increase it. He says, Wala ta'ud. But in the future, don't ever do something else. Why? You as a muqtadi also must not be alone in the saf. You mustn't be. You have to find a saf. You will come in the front. Find your place. When you say Allahu Akbar, you must not be standing out at all. There must be no one standing out. Madain was a famous place. When they took over the lands of Iran and Iraq, Madain is the capital of Medina. So about seven cities. Medina is a city. Seven cities together made this place what was known as Madain, the collection of cities. So Madain was like the most important place. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they go to Madain, now the law is to teach these people, because this is the capital, and then they will teach everyone else. First thing to teach is Salah. So how do you teach Salah now? You need the people to see you. So Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, according to some it was him, according to some it was Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. Perhaps it was Huzaifa radiallahu anhu on one occasion, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu pulls him down. And on another occasion, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu sees Ammar bin Yasir, and then he pulls him down. Perhaps both happened. So what happens is, a sahabi radiallahu anhu performs salah on a higher place, elevated place. He wants the people to be able to see him. But another sahabi radiallahu anhu, in this narration it comes that Ammar bin Yasir was reading and Huzaifa radiallahu anhu in salah goes front, in salah. And in salah he grabs him and he makes indication, come back. Remember, sahaba radiallahu anhu were very soft, very soft. When someone had to lead them towards the truth, they were not stubborn. Even in salah, if he found someone pulling him back, immediately he started coming back. He came down and he continued. He is the imam. At the end of the salah, he never turned around and said, you spoiled my salah. Rather, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, did you not hear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, when a man is the imam of the people, he must ensure that he is not on a place that is even higher than them. Even the imam is outstanding, he also must not be outstanding. How much is necessary for imam to be front so much? To be high, why must you be high? If he needed to be high, let's bring another one or two people, so that there are few people, there's no one outstanding. Even in salah. In the beginning era of Islam, when the time was to teach people salah, when the time was to teach, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they built a minbar for him. But we know a minbar is so small. How are you going to get two or three people on the minbar? There was a need, however, that the people have to see the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he would say, how you see me perform salah, perform. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on the minbar and he performs a salah. He reads and everyone can see him. He makes ruku, everyone can see him. He lifts up, everyone can see him. Now comes the time to make sajda. If Allah's Nabi wanted, he could have made a sajda on the minbar also. Wouldn't have been easy, but he could. But now there was no need to be high. Because when you are in sajda, everyone is in sajda. No one is seeing no one. No need. As soon as the need went, Allah's Nabi comes backwards. In the salah, he comes down the minbar, he takes a step backwards, and then he goes in sajda. And that was an indication. Even if there's a need for you to stand out. Ulama have written, a scholar sometimes is put on a place because others must see him. So they put him on an elevated place. He will sit on that elevated place as long as there's a need. As soon as the need is finished, he also must say that this place now will be closed up, wrapped up. It's not my reserved place. It was reserved only for that occasion. Otherwise, I'm one like the rest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk with his companions. He never liked that they must all be behind him. He would say, some of you go front, some with him, some behind him. He was one of the people. He walked with the people. He thought in salah, be with the people. He talked with the people. He sometimes spoke. He let others speak. Sometimes he said, I had a dream. Sometimes he said, did anyone have a dream? He spoke. He let others speak. Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, we would speak of our worldly affairs. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would laugh with us. He would join us in it, one with the believers. In salah, in a most unique manner, he taught us this. That in salah itself, if Allah tabarak ta'ala doesn't want you to be outstanding, then out of salah, don't ever walk with that pride, that are you noticing me? That individual is not noticed who thinks he gets noticed. And as for the one who is just one of the rest, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Allah Tabarak Tala has the most time for that individual. May Allah Tabarak Tala bless us all with the highest levels of sincerity, the highest levels of humility. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ